All right, welcome to this Raw Intel update. This will be short, but we've just published the research article in Natural News that I promised we were working on. Diesel engine oil additive manufacturers that have declared force majeure or experienced disrupted operations in 2022. As you know, as I covered yesterday in the big podcast and feature article, which still hasn't actually gained that much traction, the corporate media is not covering this at all. It's like there's a massive cover-up in corporate media. And alternative media seemingly has been kind of slow to pick up this story, maybe just because there's been so many distractions and also some really good news on the Supreme Court decision pro Second Amendment. That's just huge news for all of us. That's like news of a lifetime. But there hasn't really been a lot of coverage of this issue. So I had my team and some editors do the research, and I called a distributor in Texas also. But we've published the results of all of this, and what we found is a pretty alarming list of chemical companies that are running out. They've actually already issued force majeure on various chemicals. One of them, for example, is called LyondellBasell Industries, and that's in La Porte Complex, Texas. And they have run out of tert-butyl acetate, ethylene glycol, ether acetate. They've also run out of polypropylene, which is used in packaging. And so some of this is actually affecting the packaging for the distribution or the storage or the disposal of some of these chemical additives that are used in manufacturing both diesel engine oil and also diesel fuel. Another company called INEOS Olefins and Polymers, they've declared force majeure on the polyethylene drums that's used in the transportation of all this. They're also out of polystyrene. They can't manufacture it right now. They've declared force majeure. Another company called America's Styrenetics, or AmSty, they've declared force majeure. They've got a loss of production capacity for styrene and ethyl benzene. So you got to understand that, these are chemicals that go into diesel fuel and diesel engine oil production. Total Energies is another company. They've declared force majeure for North American polypropylene production. Shell Oil has declared force majeure. They've got equipment failures for light synthetic crude, which is one of the base oils that's used in diesel engine oil. And then ExxonMobil, of course, has shuttered their Sakhalin operations in the Far East because of Russian sanctions on Russia. And so that's just what we were able to find. Oh, actually, plus, I asked one of my editors to contact a diesel engine oil additive retailer in the United States. They confirmed that, yes, they're seeing the shortage of supply, but they didn't really want to say much. It's kind of interesting. And then, of course, I contacted a regional distributor in Texas that I use as a customer to buy oil. And I buy DEF fluid, and I buy engine oil, and I buy hydraulic fluid for tractors and equipment and so on, because I run a ranch, and we have equipment also commercially that we use for our warehouse operations. So we buy this stuff, and we were told that rationing has already begun. So there you go. The story is real. It's fully documented. You can see this story now on naturalnews.com. And I think this is going to wake people up to the severity of this problem, because this goes in one of two ways. Either, number one, we resolve these supply chain problems and come up with the chemicals, the additives that are used in diesel engine oil, and then everybody's got engine oil again. Like, that's option one, solve it. Option two is, if we don't solve it, civilization collapses. I don't know any other way to say it. If you don't have trucks doing transportation and you don't have trains, because trains have diesel engines and they run on diesel, and they need diesel engine oil, obviously. Without trains, you don't have coal being delivered to the power plants, so you don't have a power grid. Right there, boom, you're in the 19th century. And without trucks, you don't have groceries. You don't have food. Right there, you've got food riots nationwide. You got the total collapse of civilization. And that doesn't even cover many, many other areas we could talk about. Medical supplies, right? Agriculture. You don't have farming operations if you don't have diesel engine oil. All the food that's planted just rots in the field. You're talking mass starvation, total chaos, collapse of civilization as we know it. kind of like where Sri Lanka is headed right now. Sri Lanka has suffered a total economic collapse, according to their own government, which is also collapsing. So again, there's only two options here. We either solve this supply chain problem or civilization collapses as we know it. Okay, that's it. No one can argue with that. And yet, almost no one is talking about this problem. And according to many people, many sources that I've cited, even an online oil retailer, the supply of diesel engine oil will be wiped out in about 8 weeks. So that's what we're facing. Can we solve it? Well, I don't know. I mean, if Joe Biden even becomes aware of this problem, he'll just probably say, we need to print more money, as if printing money can just make engine oil or something. It doesn't work that way. I mean, Joe Biden can't even solve the infant formula problem. There's a tampon shortage in America. Can't even solve that. How are you going to solve a complex, multi-sourced, multi-vendor diesel engine oil supply chain problem? And on top of that, there's a diesel fuel shortage problem and a DEF fluid problem. You know, diesel emissions fluid, DEF. So you got three problems affecting diesel right now. And without diesel, without diesel engines, you don't have civilization. End of story, period. Mic drop. It's like there's no rebuttal against that. You either keep the diesel engines running or you lose society, okay? So that's where we are. Just letting you know. Check out the article. It's on naturalnews.com right now. Going to be covering this more in tomorrow's podcast as well. But thank you for listening. This has been a Raw Intel update. I'm Mike Adams, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com.